Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos from DontPerish.com. Today, I want to talk to you about how's your cloak? How's your garment? You know, the Bible often talks about having a covering, a garment, a tunic, a coat, or a cloak. Now, this can have different meanings. It can literally mean a physical covering or a garment, or it can mean something that's acting as a cloak or a covering, kind of an archetype of something. I'll give you some examples of that. In this first verse that I'm going to give you, we see God giving mankind an actual physical covering, in this case a tunic. Genesis 3:21. And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. So the coats of skins was a tunic, and that was an archetype. It was a physical tunic, never changed. Everyone in the Bible wore a tunic or a robe. But it was an archetype of the shed blood of Christ to cover us. God kills animals, sheds blood to cover us. It's an archetype of Jesus shed blood to cover us. That's a really important verse. Teaches us how to dress and teaches us how to look forward to Christ who is coming to cover our sin and rise again for us. How about in this verse from the Old Testament, we see the Lord putting on vengeance and zeal as a type of a cloak. Isaiah 59:17, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and he was clad with zeal as a cloak. So these are kind of archetypes and figurative things talking about a cloak and a garment. Here's some other verses about cloaks in the New Testament. Matthew 5:40. And if any man shall sue thee at the law, take away thy coat, give him also thy cloak. So this is talking about a physical, actual cloak. Luke 6:29. And unto him that smiteth thee on the cheek, also offer the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not, take thy coat also. Again, that's talking about actual physical coats and cloaks that they wore. And this next verse, Jesus is talking about people's sin and no cloak for their sin. John 15:21-23. But all these things they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. So Jesus is saying, because he came, they have no excuse. They have no cloak for their sin. This next verse references covetousness as a cloak. 1 Thess 2:5. And neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. So Paul is saying they did not do that, did they not use that. In this verse, Paul asked for his literal cloak to be brought to him. 2 Timothy 4:13. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, and when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. In this verse, Peter goes back to talking about a cloak of sin, in this case, maliciousness. 1 Peter 2:16, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants unto God. So we're not supposed to use a cloak in that manner. This isn't talking about a physical cloak. It's talking about an archetype cloak. There's other verses on robes and garments, a type of cloak, in the Bible. Exodus 28:4, this is what God ordained for the priesthood. These are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, an embroidered coat, a mitre, a girdle, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron and his brother and his sons, that they might minister unto me, the priest's office. So garments and coats and cloaks were very important to God in the priesthood, and it carried through all the way through the New Testament as well. Here Job's talking about putting on righteousness. That's an archetype to Christ. We'll get to a verse on that. Job 29:14. I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. And then how about Isaiah 61:10? I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. There's another archetype of Christ. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with jewels. And then moving on to the book of Revelation, 6:11. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest a little season. And Revelation 7:14. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. There's that archetype pointing to Jesus Christ as a robe and a cloak for us. What's really sad is churchianity and the world, they have neither the correct outer garment, physical garment, tunic garment to wear that God ordained, nor do they have the biblical spiritual covering of righteousness, because they live in sin and worldliness and in false ways. We definitely need a covering. The Bible teaches that all over the place. Like the Father coming forth to cover his prodigal son when he returned, Luke 15:22. But the Father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. So what this is all pointing to is archetypes of this cloak or this robe can be both a good and a bad manner. In this case, this next verse, we have the greatest manner of a cloak or a covering. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hey, that's the core of the gospel right there. We need Christ's perfect righteousness as our covering. So for this teaching, I hope you consider your own cloak or your garment, as in both what you wear physically and what you have covering you spiritually. Are you born of the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, repentance to him, being born from above by the Spirit of God, walking in holiness and obedience as fruit that you know him, and enduring in the faith? That makes him your perfect righteousness, your robe, your cloak. That's something you must have. And if you have Christ, you will obey him with outside covering as well. I teach all about that at my website, don'tperish.com, at the teaching blog, how to dress biblical for men and women, but how to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ is very, very critical to salvation, the most critical. You do not want to be this man and go into eternity without the proper garment. Matthew 22:12-14. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Yeah, that man was not prepared with a proper garment. He gets put out. He didn't belong there. How about you? Biblical cloak, biblical garments, a righteous covering. It's going to matter in this life today and in eternity. Hey, go test yourself to what I've said here. Go read the scriptures. There's more scriptures about garments, coverings, cloaks, tunics, robes, both physical and a spiritual covering. Go test yourself. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area, pouring out every day to edify the saints all around the world. We love you all. Be covered in the righteousness of Christ, then walk in righteousness, covering yourself as God ordained. Love y'all. Till next time. May God be praised.